This is a phase one commutation hearing for Gary Hardy, case number 202314. Mr. Hardy is 63 years old and he is serving a 10-year sentence for theft, which began on October 3, 2016. From the same cause, he served two consecutive 10-year sentences for theft. During that 10 years, he served and expired a 6-year sentence for attempted sexual exploitation of a minor. That was child pornography. Mr. Hardy currently has a community service begin date of May 23, 2024. They're asking for a reduction to the time served. He's asking for the reduction because he feels he is rehabilitated and could better pay restitution upon release. He's been paying some out of every year in some prison, but they don't make a lot of money when they work there. And he feels that he could give productive employment that would help him pay off the restitution. Restitution is in the amount of about $582,000 total. And the other thing is, he says that he didn't feel that the plea agreement was going to end up with a consecutive sentence. It was agreed upon that two would be concurrent, and the third one was going to be up to the court. The court decided to make consecutive, and we have an issue with understanding that. Also, should we know that he turned down three lesser plea agreements while awaiting trial for various reasons. And so when the fourth one came up, it was for three counts of the total, I think he had seven theft counts and one fraudulent scheme count. And so it went down to three thefts. While he was awaiting the trial for that offense, he was on release, and he was charged with and found guilty of, by plea agreement to, he was charged with nine counts of sexual exploitation of minors, which, like I said before, was child pornography. He made a plea agreement to a 6-year sentence for one count and lifetime probation. That 6-year sentence was served while he was incarcerated for the theft charges, and it has expired. He said that it was all part of the lifestyle that he was trying to support when he did the fraudulent schemes and committed the theft, so that large amount of money. The offense was basically he was living a lifestyle that included a lot of sex and drugs and that type of behavior. He was in need of financial support for that lifestyle, and so he created a fraudulent scheme and had seven victims that he convinced him to invest in endeavors that were fraudulent to the tune of that $582,000. His criminal history going back to about 1973 included indecent exposure, harassment, stalking, burglary, interfering with judicial proceedings, aggravated harassment. He served a year in DOC for an aggravated harassment conviction. And so the ultimate DOC time based on the theft charges, and like I said, he's in his consecutive 10-year sentence, and that's what we asked him the reduction for. Based on all the circumstances here, the court did aggravate the theft charges. They normally have a minimum of 4, presumptive of 5, max of 10, and aggravated max of 12.5 years. We received a total of 20 years on the plea deal for 3 charges. If they were trying to pick him on all 7 counts, even presumptive that 35 years, 28 would minimum, and presumptive maximum could be over 70 years. Based on the overall situation, the number of victims and the amount of the monies that were taken fraudulently, and all the circumstances put together, I don't see that the total of 20 years is an excessive sentence for the crimes involved, and thus I am not in favor of moving Mr. Hardy forward with phase 2 commutation at this time. But I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members.
Mr. Neal, I apologize if you already said this, but just to get on the record, the sentence end date for the crimes right now is June 23rd, 2027. So if this is granted, it would be almost 9 years.
Exactly.
But I just took my
supervision beginning again. But thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Any other comments from me?
Thank you. Okay, so based on all the information that we covered today, I'm going to move to not pass Mr. Gary Hardy, AEC number 202314, forward to a phase 2 commutation at this.
Second.
Greg.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Williams, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Williams now. So Mr. Gary Hardy, the motion has voted to not pass it forward to a phase 2 conversation this time, and this will end the hearing.